Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We have established from the Bible that God is good and God does good. Last time we saw the goodness of God in His creation. Today I want to show you that God is good to all of us. Then we will zero in on how the Lord is particularly good to those who believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, genuine Christian people. Be ready, if you are not driving or otherwise distracted, to follow along in your Bible as I read from several texts. You can put a marker in Psalm 145, Matthew 5, Luke 6, Acts 14, and Titus 2 as a start. Psalm 145, Matthew 5, Luke 6, Acts 14, and Titus 2. It is true that everyone within the sound of my voice receives and experiences the goodness of God in your lives. It is not that God is only good to those who acknowledge His goodness. Thank Him for His goodness and appreciate Him for what He does for them. Friends, God is good to every single person. This is because God is gracious to everyone. Let me begin by quoting from our theologian friend, Dr. Louis Burkhoff. He says, "The goodness of God is that perfection of God which prompts Him to deal bountifully and kindly with all His creatures." Listen to Psalm 145, verse 9. "The Lord is good to all, and His mercies are over all His works." And again with Psalm 145, this time verses 15 and 16. Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. "The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due time. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." That's pretty clear. The true testimony of Scripture is that God is good to all. He gives all of us food in due time. He opens His hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. This is further supported in the New Testament by Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45. In His sermon, Christ says about God the Father, "He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." This is what we call, theologically, God's common grace. He is gracious to evil people and to good people, and that every day the sun in the sky shines down on both types of people, and when the rain drops down from the heavens, the water hits both the righteous and the unrighteous in equal measure. It is not that only the good and righteous people receive sunlight and rain. Both the good and righteous and bad and evil receive sunlight and rain. If you don't believe it, go to the beach on a sunny summer day and listen to the conversations around you, or watch how people act. You'll find evil people benefiting from the sunshine. Or visit farmers who desperately need rain to make their crops grow. Do you only find righteous farmers? Of course not. You find unrighteous farmers, and the water soaks their seed and upblooms the produce that makes it onto our tables and into our tummies so the farmer can feed his or her family. God is good and gracious to all. It would be an odd thing indeed if we saw sunlight following around only the righteous and raindrops falling only on the good. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus reprises His sermon and says this in Luke 6, beginning in verse 35. This is His message to those who believe in Him. "Love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. The logic is clear. Because God is merciful, because God is kind to ungrateful and evil people of God, the sons and daughters of God, we must also be kind and merciful to our enemies. We are to follow the example of Jesus and love our enemies, do good, lend without expecting anything in return. If we do, our reward will be great, and catch this, we will be considered by Christ sons of the Most High. The Most High is God. Are we really God's sons? Are we really God's daughters? Then this is the test. Do we act this way towards our enemies? Well, most honest Christians will definitely struggle to obey Christ's commands here. But all true Christians will strive to do this. Let this convict us, challenge us, and change us. Even how we treat someone today. And for the purposes of our current study, highlighting how God is kind and merciful to all, including those who are ungrateful and evil. Contrary to false gods, the one true God is not without grace. In fact, he is overflowing with kindness to the unkind, and mercy to the merciless, and love to the evil. No wonder the Bible says, God so loved the world. Pressing ahead in the New Testament, we come to the book of Acts, and in Acts chapter 14, we follow the ministry of Paul, the apostle, and his companion Barnabas. They come to a place called Lystra, in modern-day Turkey, and there Paul heals a man lame from his mother's womb, a man whom had never walked. The onlookers, steeped in pagan folklore, attributed this healing to the gods, small g, Zeus and Hermes, otherwise known as Jupiter and Mercury. They call Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes. Well, this was appropriately alarming to Paul and Barnabas, so they turned it into an opportunity to preach the truth of the gospel. And in verse 17, regarding the one true God, they say this, God did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. The message is clear. The source of the rains from heaven and the fruitful seasons, and the reason your hearts are satisfied with food and gladness is not Zeus and Hermes, but the only God. And what this verse again proves is that this God is good to all. He has been good to the people of Lystra, and this demands their worship of Yahweh. That's the message. And this is a message someone within the sound of my voice needs to hear this day. Are you someone who is yet to believe in the God of the Bible? Are you making your way through your life doing overall pretty well? A good job, family relations are good, you are healthy, no trace of depression or feelings of sadness, all of your daily needs are met. But you do not pause to acknowledge that the source of these good gifts in your life is Almighty God. You know, most people have more days of health than illness, more happiness than sadness, and even when things do go bad, men and women have a remarkable capacity to make the most of difficulty. I certainly want to acknowledge that many people are experiencing great struggle. But still, if you were to look back over the length of your life, you too can identify sources of blessing. And yet, the majority of people by far, recipients of God's grace, still do not worship the God of all grace and goodness and mercy. You just go on living with disregard for him. Your attitude is the opposite of the psalmist from whom we have been reading. You reject God, who is the one behind the goodness that endures in your life. Well, let me strongly encourage you today to change, to acknowledge God as the source of the good you have received yet again this new day. Turn to Him and ask for mercy, to believe in Christ, and to honor, praise, and to thank God for all His good gifts. In the Bible, this same man Paul wrote a letter to another man named Titus. Paul was the mentor and Titus was the mentee. And in this epistle, Paul said, "The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." That's Titus 2, verse 11. In context, the grace of God refers specifically to Jesus Christ, and He has appeared, and look what Jesus brought, salvation to all men. Men here meaning all people. God has sent His Son Jesus into this world to express His grace to you, bringing you the greatest gift you can ever receive, open, and use, salvation, redemption from all your sin against Him and against other people in your life, even sins against yourself. I invite you, as I often do, to receive the gift of grace and use your faith, even a very little faith at first. Place this faith in Christ. I'm happy to talk with you further about this. Just write to me. Grace here conveys goodness. My friend, God is so good. He is so good to you. Do not reject this invitation. As Paul the Apostle also wrote in his letter to the Romans, "Do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" Romans 2, verse 4. This is a very pertinent question. God's being kind to you, tolerant and patient with you. So do you not know, will you still not acknowledge that this kindness of His is designed to lead you to repentance, that is genuine sorrow for your sins? Please put your trust in Jesus. Repent. Consider this carefully and join us next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.